أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ألم تر إلى الملأ من بني إسرائيل من بعد موسى إذ قالوا لنبي لهم ابعث لنا ملكا نقاتل في سبيل الله. In the previous ayats, Allah Tabarak Ta'ala had explained the great importance of jihad, and now Allah gives an example of in the Bani Israel when they made jihad and the rules that apply to jihad, the etiquette and adab of jihad. So Allah explains this instance, the second instance of the Bani Israel, so that we can learn lessons from there. Also, in the previous ayat, Allah Ta'ala explained that Allah yaqbidu wa yabsut. Allah Ta'ala makes life tight for people, their finances, and Allah opens his hands and makes life easy for people. A person who is a wealthy person in the morning becomes a pauper and a beggar by the night. A person who is a beggar at night, by the morning Allah makes him a wealthy person, very rich. And so Allah shows this is all in the hands of Allah. It is not in our efforts, it's not in our hands or anything. A person must not become very dismal and lose hope when Allah takes away from him. And a person mustn't become proud and arrogant when Allah Ta'ala gives him. You all must realize it is all from Allah Ta'ala. So Allah explains this instance which happened about 1100 years before the time of Isa alayhi salatu wasalam. In the time of Musa, by the efforts of Musa alayhi salam, the Bani Israel they practiced upon the Torah, and by that Allah's great rahmat and barakat descended upon them. But as time passed, they started distancing themselves from the teachings of the Torah, and they went further and further astray. Then to punish them, Allah Ta'ala put a tyrant ruler over them in the name of Jalut. Jalut came and he started capturing one town of theirs. They were the all-powerful, they controlled everything. But when they moved away from the commands of Allah, and that is the lesson we have to learn. When we disobey Allah Ta'ala, then Allah brings adverse conditions upon us. Then we blame that government, or we blame the rulers, but it is our own actions. It is mentioned, أَعْمَالُكُمْ أُمَّالُكُمْ. Your actions are your rulers. Your government are your own actions. So when our actions are bad, we get bad rulers. Whether it is this load shedding, whether it is the potholes, whether it is anything else, all this is our own action. When we correct ourselves, Allah brings good actions, brings good rulers and governments over us. But when we disobey Allah, then Allah brings this punishment in these different forms upon us. So when they were disobeying Allah, Allah put Jalut and he started capturing town and town. So much so that even the Torah, he took it away and he desecrated it. When things reached a very, very bad level, that the masjids were desecrated, the Torah, like for us, if our Quran Sharif is taken away, then the elders and the concerned people of the Bani Israel went to the Nabi of the time, Shamuel alayhi salatu wasalam, and they begged him and they asked him to appoint a ruler over them behind whom they can then make jihad. Then they wanted to fight back again and get things in order again. So we should not wait for that time, we should correct our a'mal. Wherever we are in the world, all of us have to see that our a'mal are correct, then Allah brings good conditions upon us. So this Allah Ta'ala explained, أَلَمْ تَرَ إِلَى الْمَلَئِ مِنْ بَنِي إِسْرَائِيلِ. Kya na dekha tune ek jamaat Bani Israel ko? Did you not see that one group of the Bani Israel? Yeah, again, Allah Ta'ala says, did you not see? And of course, we were not present to see. And the actual meaning, as in the previous ayat also is, أَلَمْ تَعْلَمْ. Don't you know? That is, it has come with so much of tawatur, reported in so many places. It is international history. Everyone knows of it. not only in the Quran Sharif, in the Bible also, in the Torah and Injil also, and even in the history of mankind, this incident has come, so it's so definite that it is like seeing it. So therefore Allah said, don't you see? Because it is so sure and it is such a definite happening of that of Bani Israel, min ba'di Musa, Musa ke baad. After some time of Musa alayhi salam, when with his great effort and Allah had destroyed Fir'aun and all the followers of Fir'aun, and then all the people were following the Torah and there were very good conditions where a lot of barakat, lot of peace and harmony. But unfortunately, when they started drifting from the commands of Allah, from the Torah, then difficult conditions came. If قَالُوا لِنَبِيِّ اللَّهُمُ بَأَسْلَنَا مَلِكًا نُقَاتِلْ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ, جب انہوں نے کہا اپنے نبی سے مقرر کر دو ہمارے لئے ایک بادشاہ تاکہ ہم لڑے اللہ کے راہ میں. And then when Allah had appointed Jalut over them, and also we see from this that when our actions are bad, Allah appoints a bad government over us. Allah appoints bad rulers upon us. We blame the ruler, but it is from Allah. Even a dog knows, if you throw a stone at it, it won't run after the stone. It will go after the person who threw the stone. But we go after conditions. Whereas these conditions have come to Allah. And as beautifully it is said, when these conditions, difficult conditions come from Allah, and you don't know what to do, so difficult conditions, then you ask, where am I going to get refuge? The answer is given beautifully, just go and to the person who's sending the conditions. So you take your refuge by Allah. You just return to Allah. Inabat ila Allah, and turning back to Allah, and you will get saved from this condition. So what we have to do is to turn to Allah Ta'ala. And everyone who is more responsible, his actions have a greater effect. Like for example, the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam, who are ma'asoom, they don't commit any wrong. And like in our time, the ulama and the leaders of the community, they are more responsible. Everyone within a leadership position, the parents for example, the teachers for example, if they have to come right first, then the public comes right. But unfortunately, the attitude we take, we want to make the public right, and we never think of correcting ourselves. First we have to come right, then the public will come right. If we make our nafil namazes, then our children and who are under us will make their faraz namazes. And when we will make more ibadat, then they will engage in nafil ibadat. But we don't make namaz and we want to force them to make namaz, we can forget any results in that case. We are involved in haram and we want goodness in our subordinates. It doesn't work like that at all. We have to start with ourselves first. So then when they realize this, then they ask the Nabi of the time for that Allah Ta'ala must appoint a leader for them, and behind him they can rally and then they can make jihad against this Jalut. And as we will read in front, Allah explained all the details of it, the etiquette and adab of jihad, of obedience to the Amir, etc. And when done correctly, that even if you are small in number, kam min fiyatin qalilatin ghalabat fiyatun kathira, that even small numbers overpowered big numbers. And when Jalut was a big giant, but he was overthrown very easily. The thing is, we don't have to see that the government is very strong and powerful. What can we do? We have to bring Allah's commands in our life. When we do that, this is the strongest thing. And the big giants of this world are also useless in front of the help of Allah and the power of Allah. And all we have to do is get the help of Allah. May Allah give us tawfiq and understand the beautiful teachings of the Quran Sharif and imbibe it in our life. And we will see a life of Jannat in this world already. That Jannat will come on its time. But yeah, already Allah will give us this wonderful life, and it is in our hands, not in anyone else's hands. For the wife, it's not in the husband's hands. For the husband, it's not in the wife's hands. For the parents is not in the children's hands, and for the children it's not in the parents' hands. For the public it's not in the government's hands. We don't have to blame and try and find help somewhere else. Each one of us, all we have to do, turn to Allah. Become obedient and righteous. Our public life, our private life, our ibadat and that, our financial dealings, etc., our social dealings, etc., our pride, we must get rid of all the wrong things, and then we see the help of Allah coming. But we are doing it all in the opposite and the wrong way, and unfortunately till mort we carry on like that, and we leave the legacy of the wrong things for the next generations also to follow, and then we are going from worse to worse all the time. And Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam also clearly explained to us, like day is different from night and night is different from day. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam explained our deen, but unfortunately we are just blinded, and we have got veils on our head of mind, and we don't take heed of anything. May Allah, by the barakat of the Quran Sharif, open the barakat of the Quran Sharif upon us. وآخر دعوانا